Good morning, 621.
There's no question in my mind that if the president were to be reelected, you'll continue to see a middle-class squeeze, with incomes going down and prices going up.
You think that by closing loopholes and deductions for the well-to-do, somehow you will not end up picking up the tab, then Governor Romney's plan may work for you.
Well, the two presidential candidates went toe-to-toe in their first debate last night. And joining us live this morning is Richard Vatz, a professor at Towson University who specializes in persuasion, language, and political rhetoric. Professor, great to talk to you this morning. It seems like Mitt Romney did himself a lot of good last night.
Well, he certainly did. It was really almost a knockout. When you would watch Barack Obama and his nonverbal communication, when he was on the fence throughout the entire debate, when Mitt Romney would criticize him, he would have his head down. He appeared to be like he was being chastised. It was really a very poor performance by the president, and it reminded me, actually, of the 1984 performance by Ronald Reagan in the first debate, when he really didn't have his act together. He had overplanned, and it really seemed like substantively and stylistically, the president really wasn't in the debate last night.
You know, I know we've got three of these presidential debates and two to go, but the issue so vital to everyone this time around, the economy, job creation, the deficit, all of that, was the subject last night uniquely. And I wondered whether, in this case, a first debate had greater meaning because of that.
Yeah, the first debate is usually the most important debate, although I referenced the Reagan debate in which he made a big comeback in his second debate because people were rooting for him so much. But I thought in this debate, Romney corrected a lot of misperceptions that people had about him. He said that he didn't want a $5 trillion tax cut. He didn't want to reduce the share of taxes by higher-earning Americans. He wouldn't raise the taxes on middle class. And he talked about small business and the fact that the Obama administration policies were really hurting small business. And there were a couple of times when Mr. Romney would make a point, when Mr. Obama wouldn't even respond. I think Mr. Romney said at one point that you don't get a break for shopping jobs overseas, which is a point that the president made, and the president didn't even respond. He just held his head down. It was really a surprising performance. You can bet, by the way, that in the next performance, that will be corrected. You will not see this nonverbal losing position by the president of the United States.
Moderator Jim Lehrer took some heat for his performance as well. Is that partly due to the format, or you think he just had a bad night as well?
Well, I thought Jim Lehrer was a little bit, he was not sure-footed enough, and I didn't feel he was right in the middle. But on the other hand, I thought the format really was helpful to having the two participants spar together. I thought that there was more information, more substantive information exchanged in this debate than I've ever seen. I thought it was an excellent debate. If Jim Lehrer wasn't sure-footed enough, that's a little problem for him, but it was really an exquisite exchange of ideas. There was no misleading. There were no distractions in this debate. Mm-hmm. I thought it was excellent.
Now, Richard, you know, there is what is said that is often talked about, but what isn't said is sometimes very important as well. We didn't hear 47% brought up by the president. We didn't hear him talking proudly about job creation over the last couple of years.
That's right. I think it's very important to note that a lot of the distracting issues, Romney on taxes, war against women, you know, the whole question has been, can Mitt Romney get a discussion one-on-one with the president about the economy that is manifestly in trouble? And I think he managed to do that. And to his credit, Barack Obama did not try to bring up a number of distractions to take everybody off issue. So I think that that really redounded to the benefit of the president, to Mitt Romney. And I thought that really it was a really good substantive exchange. And I thought Mitt Romney really kept on the issues, and so did the president, to the detriment of the president, because, you know, the president hasn't gone through all these debates that would keep him on issue, and Mitt Romney has. And when Barack Obama only deals with people who disagree with him, only deals with people who agree with him, he doesn't have this kind of adversary that gives him a lot of practice in good debate. So I thought that Mitt Romney really benefited from all the debates he has gone through that really made him battle-tested.
Really interesting to hear you break it down afterwards.